Ash and JB, they're the host, talking real, they're not like most. Podcasting fun with a side of wit, get ready. Cause you won't wanna quit. They bring the laughs, they bring the noise. Sharing stories of their crazy joys. From deep discussions to silly tales, the Real Talkin' Podcast never fails. Grab your headphones, get ready to groove. Ash and JB will make your mood improve. Banter that's witty and oh so sly. Their chemistry's electric, you can't deny.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to this week's episode of the Real Talking Podcast with your hosts Ash and JD. I think that was probably a little bit too fruitful for the sad circumstances that are going on in the world at the moment. You know, it's either on the verge of World War III or it's natural disasters that's destroying everything, well, parts of America. So initially, before we do start taking a piss, condolences for everyone that is going through Storm Milton at the moment. You know,
it's a big one, isn't it?
Yeah. Anyone that is listening and are getting affected by this, you know, hopefully you're all safe and you're pushing through, surviving and staying strong. And hopefully this podcast can help you get through the emotional damage that you're going through. I'll tell you what I did do my head in about it. Obviously, I'm not personally affected by the storm, but with ITV's coverage leading up to it the other day, the woman was smiling. I don't know what the presenter's name was, but she's smiling when she's saying about it. You know, it's a Category 5 storm. Did go down to a 4, but it's rolled back up to a 5 again. Wind speeds, this and that, blah, blah. And she's smiling the whole time that she's saying it. Now, I understand it's history because of the size of it and the projected damage and everything that it's saying. But surely someone in the back, like the producers or something, should have been in our ear saying, oh, pipe it down, take that grin off your face, this is fucking serious. Like the whole time, smiling. Yeah. And so as she's walked over to the screen, it's showing 5 foot high. No, 3 foot high at first, flood level, then 5 foot, and then
potentially it was 12 or 15 foot.
The highest that screen went up to was 10 foot, and even so, as the camera zoomed out to show the 10 foot, you could still see the smile on her face. I was like, that's fucking disrespectful. That is absolutely horrendous.
One of my favorite things I've seen on TikTok, and I don't know if it was about obviously this storm, because I know Florida had a storm beforehand, a few weeks ago, and it was the sheriff or the chief of the police for Florida or that part of county where it's going to be hit the most. And he said something like, basically it was in regards to people looting. He says basically you'd be walking into the house, but you'd be getting carried out, basically.
Yeah,
saying they're gonna shoot the fuck out of you. And I fucking love that approach. I just playing our leaders. Not looting, we're going to shoot the fuck out of you. Because you can stand your ground, can't you, in Florida? They've got a rule where you can stand your own ground. So by anything like that, you are entitled, even as the homeowner, you can shoot that person there and then.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I think it's more than Florida that's got that, though, there might be a bit more relaxed.
But I know Florida's got that stand your ground rule where it's if you feel intimidated, someone's like, if I pushed you, mate, I don't know how far it goes, but if you say you push me and you push me again and I shot you, I think I end doing jail time, basically. Because if you're threatened, it depends on the level of threat I'm feeling.
Yeah, so as long as you can prove that you was scared. Threatened.
I don't know if that's correct, if I can just shoot you like that, but, you know, it's how it should be, basically.
Because it is ridiculous over in the UK where you can break into someone's house
and someone beat the fuck out and you can sue them.
Yeah, you can sue them. It's just absolutely ridiculous. It should be. Anyone enters your home, your personal space, whether it's intent to just steal or to do any harm, because obviously there's rapists and whatever out there, some real nasty people. Well, yeah, either if they're just there to rob your fucking TV, you should be able to go down and fucking cave the ready. Well, not 100%, but you should be able to just fucking knock him out.
Yeah.
And then, well, yeah, the police are here now. There you go, he's unconscious. Or they're unconscious. Women can steal too, you know.
One of the best things, look, like, obviously we don't have guns, which I think is a good thing, to be honest. But one of the best things I've ever seen was, so I can't remember the dad's name now, but his son was getting molested by his karate instructor, his son was.
Fuck you.
No, so they arrest him a different state and brought him back to that state. And obviously the dad is just wailing in the airport. As the police carried him through, he shoots him straight in the face. Does no jail time. Just got community service, mate.
That's respectful, though. That
is proper.
It's fucking...
That is fucking spot on.
It's good because obviously they're taking in the emotions of it. You know, this dad's not going to just go around and shoot anyone random. He's done that for a fucking reason. Yeah. So, yeah, that's fucking respect to that judge, that is. That's just been all... You know you shouldn't have done it, but you know, fuck him. You gotta do something. Yeah. So go pick up litter for 6 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, let's put that in context. I mean, obviously, you get people that, well, they say riot, but riot, protest, whatever your approach is on it, and getting 12 months for an angry thing to put on like Facebook.
Yeah,
you've got people like abusing the system for years, just getting fucking no jail time, but a nasty thing on Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's shit, it's fucking politics.
It is fucking ridiculous. I mean, I'll see more stuff again the other day, and it is just depressing.
Yeah, just going back to like the weather thing though. I've always, obviously, because we don't have them much over it. Well, we don't have them at all, not to that extent. You know, like a proper one.
Yeah, we had that little tornado a couple of years ago. Barely touched a little bit of Birmingham. I think it took a couple of roofs off.
I mean, people are probably going to be like, "Who's experienced it?" No, you wouldn't. But I'd like to see one in person, like quite close up. Not close enough so I can get sucked in or whatever, like a tornado.
Mm.
But like, you know, when you see the storm chase after them and they're proper close and you can see it touch the floor and it just goes instantly dark or stuff like that. Well, I would love to, from a safe space. So,
yeah. If you could be, like, when you go in the shark tank, but like in a storm version. So if you could be in a cave that's you're safe.
Yeah,
and like the storm's coming up closer, you're not going to get taken away.
Some hilltop and it's miles away, but I can see it all. That'd be fucking awesome.
Yeah. Well, no doubt you've seen him. This Jim Geezer, he sort of looks like Bret Hart or Macho Man Randy Savage. But like, he's always doing like fucking, on Tuesdays, we do arms. Because if you want to be one of whatever, you've got to be fucking swole. So he's done one. It's all like a part of the storm. He's fucking on the beach and it's fucking windy as fuck. I mean, the only bad thing about it really is doing women's press ups. So he's on his knees doing the fucking press ups, feet in the air like a fucking bitch. But he's there. He's like, if you want to get sucked off by Paris Hilton, more than you'd get it blown off from Storm Milton, you gotta be fucking swole. I thought that was fucking quality. I mean, it must take a lot of takes for him doing that because the amount of them that actually get sent out, he's laughing his head off as he's saying.
That's why he's probably on his knees. He couldn't do no more.
Like 6 hours trying to just get it out. Fucking apologies for anyone that can hear Ric Flair in the background fucking wooing. It is the dog next door. Fucking, I don't know. It's not going to be the postman that's knocked on the door. It's probably the woman's fucking having an affair again or something. Allegedly. We don't know. but nah, shit neighbours anyway, shit fence panels. So, moving on from one bad thing to kind of another bad thing. I mean, it is bad if it's true, and it isn't just allegations. So, when I'm away, when I do sit down and watch TV, I'll stick on Dave or Quest. And I'll watch those, you know, the crappy programs, essentially, you know, the Gold Diggers and Pawn Shop and the Fixer Uppers and that. But one of them, I don't know if we did speak about it or if we spoke about it in general, but one of them, the repair shop. So, like, someone will have, like, a broken toy from the childhood, take it to this repair shop, and, like, the crew will fix it up and whatever.
Is this the thing on BBC One?
It might be on BBC as well.
Yeah, because I'm sure they had something similar. This is based in America, sorry.
No, it's over here in England.
Okay, I think.
Because there's a little crew, but the main host, anyway, he's always got his Peaky Blinders cap on. And he's dressed smart, like a little waistcoat, Gareth Southgate style and that. And on the show, he seems like such a nice, genuine fellow because he gets invested in the story. Because they've always got a story, you know. If you're going to get through
you've
on the X Factor,
you've
got to
have a story.
Yeah, so he always seems invested. And you'll see him shed a tear from time to time and that. Classic. So he does seem a nice bloke. But the other week, it came out that he'd been arrested for domestic violence. So how true it is, I don't know.
Yeah.
Essentially, like, the show's gone off the air, which is only natural when allegations like this happen. So cut to earlier today, I'm working away. Over the road from the job, I'm sure it's a courthouse, but at least they have prisoners there anyway, because you know when you see those geo vans, they're moving prisoners from A to B. They're constantly in and out throughout the day. So I'm doing whatever, and because I've got my dad working with me at the moment, he's going, Jay, look, he looks like your man. Looks like the host from this repair shop. And he's looking, I was like, he's dressed like him. He's got the flat cap on. He's dressed smart, looking shoes, waistcoat and whatever. And he goes, yeah, I'm sure it's him. I said, well, you know, be a bit on the nose. And if you currently under these allegations of domestic violence, you're not going to be walking around in your usual club. You'd be, you know, dressed down a little bit to be a bit inconspicuous.
Yeah.
And then while I was on the way here, then Dad's rang me. So it was actually him. As Dad's got back home, he's been on the news. He's been into Worcester, or whatever court it is today, pleaded not guilty. It was him that was walking past the house. So my dad's a bit gutted that he didn't run over the road and have a picture with him. Looking, pro-domestic violence.
He probably wouldn't have been in the... Yeah, it was the same. Right. Have you heard about this Young Philly thing as well?
I saw it last night. For the younger generation, I'm sure you know Young Philly, but any of our older listeners, more of our age and older, Young Philly is a YouTuber, apparently a DJ. I didn't know he did DJing. He's got a music career as well, which most of the YouTubers have these days.
Do you like Young Philly?
I've only seen him in a couple of things. Yeah. So I know he's a part of the Beta Squads with Chunks and whoever else is in it. He's been on Sidemen videos.
Yeah, because all that have been taken down now.
Oh,
of him in the Sidemen videos.
Again, I don't know.
Because
he does a lot with Angry Ginger as well. Like football.
The Girth and Turf.
Yeah. Because I saw the clip where Angry Ginger's trying to ring him. He's like, oh no, he's not answering because obviously the time difference is over in Australia and that. So I'll leave him a voice note. And then so he starts to do it on WhatsApp. He's like, yeah, hope you're not up to, I won't say that. I was going to say something then. So he's taking a piss as if he knows that he's done something wrong. And I thought, does he actually know then? Like, is this something that he's done often or is he? Because he is a bit of a wind up merger.
Yeah.
Angry Gingers anyway. So wherever he is. But yeah, allegedly he's sexually abused a younger lady. But say a younger lady, I think he's like 27, 28, and it's a woman who's early 20s. So it's not like it's a massive age difference.
Oh, so like a woman.
Yeah, it's not a underage person. Again, it's like...
You know what? I think if I was like mega famous like that, I would have to probably get people to sign a waiver. I know some people actually do, don't they?
Cristiano Ronaldo, allegedly. I don't know about that, mate. It's definitely... All right, so... she's a slag anyway. Footballers, they've got to do it. I know they have it with the nightclubs that they have the agreements with them that basically when they're in, no one's allowed the phones to take pictures and that because Marcus Rashford can't have too many pictures leaked in Belfast and stuff. You'd have to if you're fucking in the public eye constantly.
The other thing that, like, I never understand with these, if he has done it, is because obviously he's probably going to get women thrown at him quite a bit.
Yeah.
So the one that doesn't throw himself or he wants and she doesn't want him, whatever, so he assaults them sexually. Like, why is that? Because he's getting women thrown at him and he didn't like the rejection, if it is the case? Or, I mean, for me, it'd just be like, you know, is he just, was it just because he's had, has so many women throw themselves at him that when he doesn't like it? Like, what causes someone that has women, I can imagine a lot of women come up to him, want to do that? That's the only thing I don't understand. So do you get what I'm saying with the, is it just the rejection there?
Yeah, it's a projection of power, isn't it? You know, the Weinstein, the diddler, all of them.
The diddler.
Yeah, doing their usual nonsense. Because they've got that power around them and the money, that's why they'll force these things on them. But I'd like to, try and give a bit of benefit of the doubt, because obviously he's so renowned of people coming out of these allegations, especially more so these days, because since the Me Too movement, however many years ago it was, I feel like there's more of those women that are going to be chancers. Yeah,
and because you don't know the real story, like.
Yeah. And especially since it's in a hotel room, there's not going to be cameras around. So it's his words against her word. Like, I said no. But if she's gone to the hotel,
I was just gonna say, well, what do you think is gonna happen? Yeah, you're gonna play Scrabble,
fucking chat and fucking get the colouring box.
If as someone from the UK, if you've gone all around to the complete opposite end of the world, go
upside down,
and the land down under, you know what's going down, literally in the down under.
Good day, mate.
Yeah, so that's like. But like, that's the only thing I don't understand is like, what context is it, you know, because the media blew it up. But
because I thought it was a fake one at first.
Yeah, I did as well. Yeah.
The first clip I saw, it was like when it's the AI generated voice, and then I saw the actual clip afterwards. I was like, oh no, that's the news presenter's voice.
I remember
she's just got a weird voice.
When I saw Dylan Page, I was like, what, it's real? The Dylan TikTok Page. The news daddy on TikTok.
Is that the one that you showed me before?
Yeah.
Okay. There's a few of them like it though that just, yeah. I think it's the editing, the way that they edit it and that as well. It's just,
it's all weird. Quite similar. They all have the same, well, it's the same format, so much you can do.
Yeah. Well, they just know what works. Obviously, one person does it, gets numbers, so they copy. We should probably start doing the same.
Yeah.
Don't need to. We've got all you lovely fans and listeners that are like to send us some messages here and there. And speaking of, please do keep sending in emails and messages. Links are always in the description, but realtalkingpod@gmail.com. We've got the hotline 07470-488-096. But on that little note, unfortunately, the hotline isn't so hot today. It's being a cold line. It's just not turning on. I don't know why. Hopefully, it's just because it's been in direct sunlight. I don't know. It's technology. We can't trust it. You know, if we could go back to the days of the old 3310s, it'd be great. But then they wouldn't be able to send us WhatsApps.
That's true. But you could play a snake.
Basket. So, we will get the WhatsApps. As soon as I can get the WhatsApps back, we will get them out to you. So apologies again for the ones that we have missed. It's been like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
We miss WhatsApps now. Because we did try and get through a good chunk from last week, but we just do our usual. Start going off all over the place.
I love it, mate.
Yeah, that's what they're here for. Shout out to the new YouTube subscribers and your comments as well. I do need to keep up with the comments on the YouTube a bit more. But yeah, we're on there. Links are in the descriptions. Just fucking anywhere, just send them in. I mean, we've still not had any Twitter apart from the fake fucking spam. So click my link and you can see my fucking flaps.
Click that DMs.
Nah, I don't need to click a link and fucking get a virus. Do I? Fucking, you know, the hub's always free, man. So yeah, send in the messages still. Emails are always reliable. But keep with the WhatsApps. I will get it rectified. I've got another old phone that I'll get onto if need be. But while we're talking about correspondence, why not read some out, eh?
Let's get him in.
A little bit Australian again then. So our first one, we have got Alan with... People leaving the trolley in the middle of the car park. Lazy bastards.
Yeah, so I'm a bit... So what... I never start that trend, but if there's trolleys already in the middle and it's close to my car, straight in there, mate. But I never start the trend.
Nah, it's ignorant.
So you always walk to the trolley back?
Yeah.
Now, in Audi, yeah, we have to get the pound in, yeah. If there's four trolleys in the right by my car, interlocked in it. Is that the right word? You would call it interlocked, where they're all chained in together?
No, yeah, they're just joined
together. So, yeah, so they're all joined together, interlocked. Mate, my trolley's going shredding with them ones. See,
so,
but I wouldn't.
If you've put a pound, like if these are the trolleys, you've got to put your pound in to get it. How's that first one in the middle of the car park?
So some of them just work about, don't they?
So that's one of the cheeky bastards going up to the fucking person that collects the trolleys normally, or just one of the staff saying, "I've got no change on me. Can you just open this trolley for me, please?"
Yeah, I mean, the other day when I went there, there was one unlocked, but. I get it. I do get this. But if there's some already there, my trolley does go with them. I can't lie about that.
Nah. See, you're always done my head in because they've only recently gone back to having to put a pound in the trolley at the Asda by me again now. But for a long while, it was free for all. And I'd walk down the road, obviously walking a dog. There'd be fucking trolleys all over the place. It was like scenes from... zombie movie or something, the amount of trolleys that were everywhere. And I shouted at some kids the one day because they'd fucking found this trolley who were walking up the road and they went to leave it on my fucking drive, didn't they? And I was in the kitchen, I don't know, cooking or something. And I've heard the kids before, I've seen them because the window's open and fucking. Then I've seen the trolley and they've put it on my drive and went, "Oi, don't fucking leave that there, you little bastards." And like, they're fucking looking around. I said, "Get that off my fucking drive." Like, they've grabbed the trolley and started walking off. But I've been that old geezer, the fucking the angry old man. I've fucking opened the door. I said, "You fucking take that back down to my seat."
You didn't need to do that. You didn't need to. You stood your ground. The first bit, you stood your ground. The second one, that was just you being a grumpy old man.
Yeah, I fucking had to tell them. They didn't. They left it all five doors up, man. But still, I had to fucking... The fear of fucking God in them. Give them a bit of fucking fear, because that's what they all fucking need, little bastards. But yeah, since they put the pounds back on them, it's better. There is still the odd one where they say something, because I do see they'll say to the trolley collector, because they've got the bays, and then you'll put it in the bay, and then the trolley collector will put it on the entrance. So they'll say to them, "Oh, I've got no change, can you just open this for me?" Well, it's them fuckers that still leave them, all over the place. I mean, it's nice when you get to park next to one and you don't have to walk to the trolley to go and get one. Because I had that the other day. So even though there's no pound in it, I still fucking took it back to the trolley bay, plugged it in, and took the imaginary pound out.
You're a pound up in your head.
Sweet. But it is. It's fucking... It's annoying. It's lazy. So I'll park near the bay for that reason. Because I prefer to get the little trolley as well. Because if I get a big trolley, I'm going to get more stuff. So if I get the smaller trolley. So I'll park next to the bay. And then there'll be a little trolley. And just go straight to the bay instead of grabbing one by the door. Because they never have the little trolleys by the door as well.
Nah. I got a little trolley. The guy was like, "Get a trolley. Got a little trolley." I was like, "Oh, fucking need the big trolley now, don't I?" The baby. So the baby fucking hell. That's a struggle, mate.
You have to get the extra big trolley now then. Because not all big trolleys you can get the kids in.
Yeah, well... The average size trolley, mate.
Yeah,
it should work. But yeah, fucking hell.
The joys of having children, eh? Oh, God. But, Al, I know your pain, mate. It is. It's lazy. It's ignorance. And so, yeah, we should just take a leaf out of America's book and shoot them all, ain't it? Shoot them all to death. Now, where's the next one gone? Where is the next one? Well, got it from Jess. Jess is saying, People in beige clothes, get some colour in your lives.
I mean, not, you know, maybe they're just basic bitches, Jess.
Yeah.
That wears, I mean, basic beige.
Yeah, she's definitely come to the right people that are, you know, the top of the range in fashion.
Yeah.
Things. Wear all the best threads, is it these days?
It's whatever, because we're cool.
Yeah. You know, all the fucking proper kicks and shit.
Kicks and threads.
But yeah, I don't know. I suppose,
isn't it like an autumn-y vibe? Beige. I would say beige, not really summer. You don't think beige and go summer, but I might be wrong. But
yeah, apparently you don't have beige any time of the year, Jess. But yeah, I don't know. Just tell him, just as you walk past, just give a little slide.
Maybe it's because she's trying.
Oh, you should have this scarf. Yeah. Or something. This looks nice on you.
Maybe she's trying to buy clothes, but there's just too much beige. She doesn't just want.
Go to them shops then.
Nah, because. They all have the same stuff, don't they? Topham will have the same stuff as. It's all the same, really.
No, it cracks me up when with the clothes shop, you know, because you walk in, and this is like any of them. There's all these fucking women's clothes all up and down, down, up and up and down. Fucking. And you go to the corner, and it's always the far back corner, and it's a little section of men's.
Yeah, or upstairs.
Yeah, and it's like.
Sexy Sunday days.
Yeah.
You walk up there's mate.
Like 12 different t-shirts, fucking 3 different fucking lots of trousers, section of fucking jeans, then load, like 2 holes of socks and boxers.
Yeah, I do, like men's jeans is simple, isn't it? It's like light blue, dark blue, black,
yeah,
skinny, yeah, straight.
Boot cut.
Boot cut.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, it's annoying, like, we don't need more selection of socks and boxers. We want more selections of black t-shirts because, you know, there's 7 shades of black.
Wow.
And 50 shades of grey. But,
yeah, Jess, just, yeah, no, you know, you came to the right place.
Yeah, just tell them, Jess. Just say, look, break, you know, the mold. I know what you're going for, but just get a bit of orange in your life.
Get some pastel.
Get some blues.
And, yeah.
I don't know, put a fucking football top on or something. And Riley's saying, big tune. Silent letters in words. Why can't it just be Lester? And she spelt it L-E-S-T-E-R. So,
right.
I take it you've struggled saying a couple of words here. And so Lester is one of those words with a random I in the middle of it. And so it looks like Leicester. Again, same as Worcester or Worcestershire. People struggle with that. I mean, it's just the English language, isn't it? There's all sorts of.
It's that oldie, things. Yeah, coming because it's an old city. So.
Yeah,
that oldie English.
Yeah, but it's not just silent letters, is it? With the English language, you know, there's the different ways to pronounce things. You'll have shore, S-U-R-E, but then bore, B-O-R-E. Looking, it's like things will sound the same, but it's spelled differently.
Yeah.
So
I always love when you get Americans to. Like 9 UK cities, like Worcester, like Worcester.
Yeah. I'm guessing that's what it is. Like,
yeah.
She's there or he's there. Sorry, Broly. We haven't clarified what gender you are.
No, she's maybe there. Gender neutral, mate.
But and what,
you just,
there?
You just lied. There, you just lied there. With that person.
And I apologise if.
Do you want us to get cancelled?
Come at us. Well, I apologise if they are offended, and I don't give a shit. But yeah, I'm assuming that's what it is, that Roddy's had a conversation trying to say Leicester, and just can't. Leicester? Leicester? What is it? It's just fucking awkward, that's what it is. But when you grow up with it, you just used to it, aren't you? So I suppose on that occasion, it sucks to be American. As well as Storm Milton. No, it's a serious matter, Ash. We can't keep laughing at it. Well, dog's kicking off. We do have a question from Lauren as well.
Right.
If you could switch lives with anyone for a day, who would it be and why?
Have you got one for this?
Well, my initial thought was Donald Trump.
Right.
Because, you know, he just lives like a king, really, don't he? He fucking does whatever he wants. Says whatever he wants. But then I thought, hang on, would I survive a third assassination attempt? I haven't got the fucking reflexes like old Donald Trump have. So, after that, I mean, you'd probably, well, no, you wouldn't want to go like Cristiano Ronaldo because you've got to still train that day.
Yeah, you'll say,
just because you're in that body, you can't like fucking not keep, because that would ruin his career then. Like not training that one day, just ruin him. He'd have to retire, wouldn't he? But it would have to be someone rich. Elon Musk.
Yeah, I would say someone like,
because it's not going to matter if you don't do his stuff for a day. You do whatever you want just because you're fucking Elon Musk. He's off his head anyway.
It's just someone who you can just wake up and do whatever the fuck you want and just buy what you want.
Yeah.
So, like, if I was someone else for a day, could you send your original self money? That'd be a question. Do you know what I mean? Like, if I'm in, like, you know, like that, so let's just say, for instance, you went into Elon Musk's body, he went into your body for a day. You know, like that song, Chris Brown one.
Yeah, Freaky Friday.
Freaky Friday, that's it. It's really so if you Freaky Friday, so you're technically Elon Musk, do you send money to Jamie? You know what I mean? A quick, you know, here's a 250 grand here, don't worry about that.
I suppose you'd just come to some sort of arrangement, wouldn't you? Because obviously he'd know his own mobile number.
Yeah.
But I'm not calling myself. Yeah, he's calling me. Like, what the fuck's going on? And then I'll be like,
but if you knew it was for the day, you would definitely just divert some.
Yeah, if you knew it was for the day, then you're coming up with a bullshit. Like, mate, I've done some voodoo shit. Like, I've taken your body. What you're going to have to do is send me fucking 2 billion and then I'll fucking give you your body back. Like, it's all got to be fucking legit. Fucking no take backs. You know, no fucking cross fingers and that. You gotta fucking send me the money and then you'll have your body back. You just gotta blag it.
Yeah. No. It would be good though to change someone that. I don't know, actually. Maybe like a sportsman to see how they train. Imagine being a footballer on a match day.
Well, yeah, if you was doing it on a match day, then yeah, you'd wanna be fucking. I was going to be fucking nasty then, but Blues, you could be a Blues player these days, Birmingham City football player these days, and actually have a good game day. I was going to be fucking nasty and like, say you wouldn't want to be a Blues player, but you know, they're doing well in the lower divisions these days. More so, you wouldn't want to be a United player these days.
Nah, you wouldn't. Yeah, you wouldn't want to be Marcus Rashford's dad, would you?
Nah. I don't like playing on left wing, that's why, mate. But if I could add on to it and I could time travel, I'd go back to fucking, you know, like the 99. I wouldn't be in the final.
Yeah.
Because I ain't going to fucking Ole Gunnar Solskjaer it and fucking be able to score. But like, you know, I'd be a part of that fucking season just to experience it. If I was one of the bench players that think, come on, so I'm there, fucking, yeah.
You know, it would be great, actually. If you could swap with an actor for a day, that's on set. So say like, I don't know, like
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise, yeah. Just in case you pulled that off, you're like, and they couldn't. They I don't know.
Tom Cruise is a bad one actually, because if it's stunt day, obviously yeah. Tom Cruise does right. No stunts.
Who's like a proper? I don't know, like say.
Who's your man? Venom. Fucking what's his name?
Tom Hardy.
You know nothing major about him. He's just fucking.
Yeah.
Just
oh no, but look, you get those ones that like go deep dive into that that role then. You're still like a method actor, is that what they're called?
Yeah, so Heath Ledger.
Yeah, so like
rest in peace.
Yeah, I was gonna say, yeah. So I was gonna say someone like him, but you wanna swap bodies with
Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah. So imagine that, yeah. You're in his body and like it's a proper like one of the major scenes.
Mm.
And you've nailed it, and no one spotted the difference. It ends up in the movie. You'd fucking love that.
Yeah.
And then in the head, you'd be like, I've just won an Oscar. No one's ever going to know. And they might push you then to become an actor, mate.
Yeah, but there's no guarantee that you can fucking pull that off.
No, but even if
you're normal, be there.
No, but what I'm saying, yeah, because obviously, but what I'm saying is it would give you confidence to know that you can achieve some kind of new field, mate.
Hmm. Vinny's is a bit self-reflected on your behalf there, isn't he?
No. I'm just saying, I didn't want to like, obviously.
You need to have that push to self, to believe in your achievements. No, great.
Because what I'm saying is.
This is a conversation of the past. Don't get too deep. What's that crying?
No, what I'm saying is, obviously, we all would do the billionaire one where you can, you know, and then the football one, but I was just trying to just throw something a bit different. I wouldn't want to do a single one because you can't sing, so you know you're going to have
speak
it back.
For yourself,
no, but like,
where?
So let's just, but let's just say you're an Ed Sheeran. You're an Ed Sheeran's body.
What, because it's ginger and I'm ginger?
Yeah, well, I'm just thinking.
Banks,
I'm just thinking that people are constantly on a world tour.
You're
in Japan.
You'd do an easy one like fucking Cher or T-Pain where it's all auto-tune.
But how many. Look, this is what I'm saying, yeah, but how many songs do you know every lyric for?
Do you believe in life after love? It's the same fucking, like, 10 words over and over.
Yeah, you're not going to play that one song?
I think she does, mate. Fucking hell. Bit of Celine Dion. Fuck you. Heart will go on. Now that we're deep diving into it, there's a good few that you'd rattle through, then, any?
I would love as well another one.
Johnny Sins.
I did think about stuff like that, but I want to. Yeah, that'd be a great one, especially on set on there. Imagine if you perform on that as well, mate. Fucking.
Well, it wouldn't matter though, would it?
No, but
oh, no, I've come in 2 minutes. Give me 10 minutes. Like, I'll fucking
it's
go
not
again.
Me, it's the body.
It's just a bit sensitive. I'm not used to this weapon.
it's not me.
No. Just having an off day.
Yeah. Well, that's a good one, actually, yeah.
Yeah. That was Lauren. Sorry. Thanks for that, Lauren.
Thank you.
Who would you be? Anyone else that has got an answer for that, then let us know. Now, we have got...
Oh, mate, another one, sorry. Another good one. Swap with an astronaut for that. That'd be a good one.
Yeah, but...
Because you know,
astronauts aren't really up there, they're just in a studio, fucking somewhere in there.
No, but that would be a good one, actually. Just,
yeah, if you could actually be up there,
International Space Station, just chilling,
doing a moonwalk, but flat earth and that log.
So, how fun would that? Where do you piss? And like,
you don't want to do it in the spaceship.
No, but like, imagine that. Oh, you're doing a moonwalk today, like, I am, mate. Looking out this fucking window all day.
I'm not trying for that. Who's me? Yeah, you are.
Been out there all 2 weeks.
Mate,
you want to fix that
out there for fucking years, man. Fucking you're trying.
I'm ill.
I've got food poisoning. Yeah. What, off the rations? Yeah, man. Yeah. Bad ration pack. Look, it was in bed again the other day. This flat earth bullshit. Like, I still don't get why the fucking why would the lie that the fucking earth's round and not fucking flat.
Yeah.
But I just never understand it. You know, I don't even know why it was on my feed again the other day of people fucking going on about it and, you know, it's fucking hiding everything and all this bullshit. Like, why? They never have to answer why. It's to control us. Control us why? But they're going to control us, whether the fucking earth's flat or fucking round. Like, so what? How can they control us more, making us think that the earth's round?
Also, how did this even become a thing? And had one person say it, and then like everyone's like, "Oh, he's on something here." Like,
I don't know. It's just
some people are gullible, and they're like really fucking dumb. I'm gonna say that, Matthew, please, flat.
Yeah. Who's the fucking idiot?
The ice war's real.
Yeah. Okay. I know what fucking sparked me on to it, to be fair, because I watched Deadpool and Wolverine again the other night.
Okay.
And like, he comes out with it, okay, round over. so, yeah, fucking. Oh, that was a quality film. Love it. But yeah, it does just baffles me. But I'll have to properly do some research into it one of the days, because, you know, I've seen the TikTok clips and all that where they're going off of pictures from old explorers' books and stuff, and they're like, yeah, they went through the hole in the ice wall and then there was another fucking land and this and that. Like, I'm going to have to fucking check it out, because there's maps and everything that have been drawn. Like, but are they actually real maps? Like, has someone actually drawn them, or is it just, you know, someone's done it on a computer and then started spreading the bullshit? Because we can all do it now, can't we? Not that I'm going to go through that effort, but yeah, some people are just sad.
Yeah.
Too sad. But we've got another ghost story.
Right. We're kind of getting a bit spooky, aren't we? It's just spooky.
It's getting to that season, though, isn't it? Spooky
podcast, anyway.
Yeah. Because we chat bullshit.
Why does that make it spooky?
Because no one can believe us. Just like these ghost stories. Right. Now, I didn't put the nail on there. I apologise for not doing that. But, you know, you are. I appreciate the story as well. Now, the story goes, I'm an atheist. I've never believed in anything supernatural or the spirit world, but this one weird thing happened to me. It was the early noughties. I was 21. Granddad was in hospital with bone marrow cancer. He didn't have long. In fact, that day we'd been told to visit and say our goodbyes. It was in October, so the evenings were getting darker. It was only about 7 p.m. when I got home. Rolled a joint, rolled a fat one.
Mm.
Put Fast and the Furious 2 in the DVD player. DVD player.
You know what? A joint and Fast and Furious 2 in the DVD.
Coming from someone that's never smoked a spliff.
Wow, you say this, I've done it 3 times.
You're a changed man, you are. Fucking pothead, Ashley. Fucking hell. So, Fast and Furious 2 in the DVD player. Open my bedroom window and lit it. Joint that is.
Mm.
Well,
the movie's lit though as well, isn't it? Curve. Because he says Kerr in the movie. You know what I mean?
Movie about family, isn't it?
Yeah.
Kerr is slang for cousin.
Yeah.
I know it. No more slang.
We hungry.
Go eat tonight. The entire house went dark, like a power cut, TV off, lights out, everything. I noticed as I looked out to the street, it's only our house. Dad checks the fuse box and nothing had tripped out. It was only off for 2 minutes and then everything comes back on. That exact moment, the phone rings. It's Nan, Granddad's dad. It was an electrician.
Well, okay. That is a bit spooky, actually.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know why he added it was an electrician at the end. Unless he meant
he was an electrician. That's, yeah, I think he meant.
Yeah. Auto-correct, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
I think I told you on the podcast when we told our experiences before. But yeah, similar scenario when my granddad passed, not with me, but regarding to mum. My granddad was in hospital on his literal deathbed. He knocked over, he was reaching out or something. He's knocked over his glass of water. And when mum woke up, glass of water was spilt. As she's woke up and she's seen the water spilt, that was when Nan rang her saying, it was my uncle that rang her, saying, dad's dead. She was told afterwards that he'd knocked over the water and whatever, and obviously she's put two and two together and got 4.
Yeah.
Granddad knocked over mum's water while he was knocking over his own. Ghost shit. Appreciate that. Any other ghost stories in that any of you have got, please do send them in. I'm loving it, to be fair. These spooky little bits coming in here and there. Yeah. We're still waiting for an alien invasion.
Or UFO story, that'd be a good one, isn't it, as well? Yeah,
that's what I mean.
Like, if you've been abducted.
Have you been probed? Yeah. Did you enjoy
it? Where, yeah.
Well, in the bum, most likely.
Oi, oi. How come you want to get abducted, mate? don't put the small one in.
Yeah. Yeah, big bastard. You know, maintain the eye contact. I want to see into your soul while you penetrate mine. Now, since we've not got the other correspondence, there was a little story that I got brought to my attention the other day. You've heard of the syndrome before where that woman, she had like a fucking knock on the head or whatever, and she's woke up, she's got the Chinese accent.
Yeah.
So it's similar to that in a sense. It's called Suzak syndrome.
Because it was a French lady. I'm sure it was a French lady that got knocked to the head and she woke up with like a proper Essex accent. Like,
oh, she wants to have.
But I don't know. Yeah. But look, I suppose, you know, it's going to be weird no matter where you are. Imagine this one with the Chinese. How old?
Well, that's what it was. there is the YouTube videos of her like being interviewed. It's just this white woman from like Southampton or something, and she's not putting it on, but she's got the Chinese accent. So yeah, it's fucking hilarious. You should, like, anyone that hasn't seen it as the listener, do check it out. Just say type in fucking Chinese accent syndrome or something, and no doubt it will come up. But this one, so I say, it's similar to it. It's called Suzak syndrome. There's all sorts of symptoms for it, neurological and this and that. But this one particular case that got brought to my attention, so it was back in 2016, I do believe, but it was a Glaswegian woman, so Glasgow, Scotland, the Highlands.
Scotland.
Proper Braveheart. Mel Gibson, good actor. So she ended up getting this Suzak syndrome, and basically it deteriorated 5 years of her memories, but created new memories. So
look, stuff that's never happened, but she thinks it's...
Well, this is the thing. So so she lost 5 years, woke up believing that she was Australian, and she was a part of the 2012 Olympic Australian team. And so not only, because it was around that time, so not only did she wake up thinking she was Australian and she was a part of the team, she knew individual athletes, like their background stories, that like family, fucking this and that. She was speaking about what they've done in training together and all this and that. They've all been out together, experienced X, Y, and Z. So full details of all these people, other stuff that was going on in Australia and whatever, as if she was actually living there.
So it's like her mind is connected to someone that's actually living
as a part of the team,
as an Australian, and as a part of the team.
Yeah, it's that as well. So, because I'm looking at the moment, I can't see what the name was, but so her name was Nicola Money, and so she did say the name of the person she thought she was as well, but I can't see. So it's like
her mind's connected to that person's neurological, in some kind of way.
Again, almost like what we've just mentioned, the Freaky Friday. And so, yeah, so she's lost the 5 years of her own life. And like, when people have, obviously, she's gone to the doctors and fucking, she's all confused and everything. And they've done interviews with her friends and family. She never been into sports. It's not like she was fucking into the Olympics and all that, to know any of that before this condition came along. So everyone was freaked out about it. She's like, you know, distraught now because she's lived this life for 5 years in her head, but it hasn't actually happened. So essentially, she's had to go through therapy and everything as well. But it's just mad. Like, it's almost like it's a cosmic thing where it is. Like, it's
all linked somehow, but you can't see how
put mind in that other athlete's fucking body and, like, lived this for 5 years.
That is a strange one, isn't it, Maya?
Yeah. Now, it's not that common of a syndrome, but it's even rarer for cases like this to happen. So there's been several other ones. One of them was there was a chap, he was in a coma. He woke up and recalled a story of him living in, I think, in Florida, 1912, and he was in, like, the mafia. He wasn't in the mafia. He, like, had a family, worked in a can making or a can filling fucking factory or something, and recalled whatever historical event happened at the time as well, as if he was living through it. So as he's come out of the coma, again, he's like, "Where's my wife? What's going on?" And for 3 weeks, as he's tried to get back to normal life, he couldn't even figure out how to use his microwave. So obviously back then, no microwaves. Another one, I think he was a Canadian lad. I mean, kids being kids, weird things. I know we didn't do it with each other. I didn't do it with anyone else. So I don't know if you've done it, but it was a thing when we was kids, you put pressure on the other person to, like, start to choke them out, and then as they're about to pass out, you stop, and then...
That happened to me, and I fainted from it.
Yeah, so that happened to this kid.
Right.
He's at his mate's house. They're all fucking around doing that. His mate didn't release him too quick, so he's passed out as well, like you did. So in the 3 minutes that he passed out, he was living in Alabama under a different name and everything. Played for the NBL, got a missus, I think had one or two kids, and then somehow went to, like, a house party or something, and it turned out to be his friend that just choked him out. So as he's realised, hang on, I know you. We used to be friends. That's as he's woke up. And so he was age 12, and, like, he lived into, like, a life into his 40s, and then he's re-met his friend again as he's woke up.
That's like some, like, multi... Not like a multi... It's just,
well, like, it's the episode of Rick and Morty, where it's a video game, basically. You live a fucking life. And then, so Morty did it, like... Played it for, like, fucking half an hour or something. He's lived 70 years. He was on his deathbed, and as he died, he's woke up. He's all confused for fucking hours and that afterwards.
It's weird, and he had the mind. He's such a delicate, just so delicate and so powerful in what he can do.
Yeah. Again, another situation. So, similar kind of story. He's a high school lad. Playing American football, he's gone off to college or university, met a girl, they fell in love, they've fucking, obviously gone on, had jobs. I don't know if he said that he did play football, I don't know, but they've lived a life, he's had 3 kids, fucking fantastic life, everything's fucking perfect. And then he's sitting there the one day, he's missed his log. I'm just gonna cook whatever. I don't know. I'm gonna cook a fucking pasta. Are you wanting some? He's like, yeah. Sound looking. So he's sitting there watching the TV, and he looks into the corner. He looks at his lamp. He's like, hang on, that lamp's 2D. Why is it 2D? It's a fucking lamp. Why does it look like a flat piece of paper? So I don't know. Let's just say his wife's name's Michelle. He's like, Michelle, look, come here. What's going on? But she didn't answer. She's ended up fucking off. Like, she's gone to the zoo or something. I don't know. So he's fucking freaked out, and he's looking at this lamp. He stayed there for, like, the whole rest of the day, all night and that, not got up, not even gone for a piss or anything. He's fucking freaked out. He's like, why is this lamp not normal? Why is it just a flat thing? So when he's finally got up, he's like, I'm going to fucking, I've got to see what's going on. I've got to touch this lamp. Gets up, touches the lamp, wakes up. He was fucking playing American football. He was back to being like 17, 18. He'd got fucking tackled, knocked out for like 30 seconds, and he's lived fucking 30 years of a fucking happy life in his head. So again, traumatised. He actually had to go through therapy and everything because he was mourning the loss of three kids and a wife that he never actually had, that were just made up in his head in a matter of a minute. Fucking years. So again, that shows how time's relative.
Yeah, I was going to say, literally, I was going to say that, yeah.
Look, now, fair enough, he's not going to... Look, we don't remember everything.
No.
The stuff that's happened. Oh, sure,
but the important stuff, the feeling of it.
Yeah, you know, obviously... You know, when the baby was born, you're going to fucking remember that. Birthdays, fucking special moments and that. He remembered all those things and he was fucking obliterated.
So it's just, it's literally putting into context. Anyone that could be listening could just have a concussion right now and this then really...
But if we're reality, a figment of someone's imagination, I'm fucking not happy because you could have imagined us having better lives. But we'd still be giving... great content, but I don't want to have a bit more money.
Yeah, a little bit in a hollow climate, yeah.
No, not hollow for me, but a more safer one. Less war and hurricanes going on, potentially.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like, just as I started looking into these stories and that, look, there's another one, again, just a chap, he's fucking, again, I don't know if he was in a coma or something, but he... So it was a white geezer, I don't know, say he's from Texas or something, and his alternate life, he was a black gangbanger, so he was in a fucking gang. He wasn't in gangbangs. He might have been, but he was a black gangster anyway. And so he's fucking lived years being this gangster, and then he wakes back up and he's just a fucking white man again.
So, well, that'd be hard, isn't it?
Well, yeah, so... Fucking, do you give him the N-word pass? I mean, not us personally, but, you know, could he... Imagine trying to explain that, like, you know, what up, my homie?
Yeah.
And, like, they're like, what the fuck did you just say? He's like, nah, you don't get it.
But it was...
I was a black man. I'm not a black man, but I was a black man. I was...
I think with all of them, it's hard to get out that mentality. Like, of if you've lived 30 years, you're a 30-year-old going back to an 18-year-old. It's that mentality. And then obviously being like a gangbanger, going back to just being, I don't know what this person was like beforehand. A gal, he wasn't a gangbanger, but just a regular guy.
All the details were that, like, you know, white man, he was a biker.
But it's just literally that going back to that, it's the mentality, because technically, you've probably got the mentality you have in your dream where you've been, well, I don't know if you call it a dream or that reality where you've been a 30-year-old man playing in the NFL or gangbanger. Mm-hmm. But when you wake up, it's like, are you thinking those same emotions you was thinking while you was unconscious?
Do you reckon he was gutted when he woke up as well? Though he's like, oh, shit, a little cock.
Yeah, probably, mate.
Mm. Or did he have his small white man willow? As the black man,
you never know, mate. You know, the pros and cons.
They didn't give those details in the story, but again, with him, he says the details of like the gang that he was in. So I don't know, like the Crips or whatever. He didn't snitch on anyone because snitches get stitches. But yeah, he knew details to do with whatever gang he was affiliated with. The madness, fucking. Well, yeah, if we are a part of your subconscious alternate reality. Let's win the lottery or something, please.
That's deep, that is, isn't it?
Yeah, man. We want a good fake life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we're not here for a long time. We're here for a good time. Because we like to party.
We like to party. We like to party.
We've probably, if we was earning money, we'd have like 10 copyright strikes on us on this episode. Share beyond us, like, fucking come out with that, you cuts. Fucking, we're all Canadian. Canada, Canada. But yeah, hopefully you have enjoyed all that deepness at the end. The stories, that is, not fucking penetration. Unless you have been doing... imagine that, like, someone banging while we're fucking, like, just on in the background for them.
Yeah, mate, give him some motivation.
Oh, yeah.
No. Go on, son.
Yeah.
Go on.
Harder.
That's it. Stop. Yeah, she wants you. Go.
Yeah, man.
There we go. Give it a little...
Them flaps, lad.
Give it a little rub. That's it. She loves it.
Spit on it. Fuck to at that thing. But yeah, on that horny fan note, then we'll just leave it there. You know. Yeah, but as always, hope you enjoyed it. Looking, send the messages. I'll sort out the hotline.
Yeah, and we'll do the confessions next week.
Oh,
as
shit,
well.
That was confessions. Yeah. Apologies. Yeah. If you have got confessions, send in more confessions. We've got fucking some bangers to do. Confessions, that is, nothing else. Sausages. Or hostages, as Keir Starmer likes to call them. Keep it real. Peace.
Grab your headphones, get ready to groove. Ash and JD will make your mood improve. Banter that's witty, oh so sly. Their chemistry's electric, you can't deny. You can't deny.